Hello, warriors. Welcome to the C-Free, Cancer-Free podcast. I'm Pamela, your host. Food containers, water bottles, packaging, household products, plastic is everywhere. And unfortunately, it has found its way into our food system. The chemicals used to make plastic have been linked to a long list of health conditions, including hormone disruption, reproductive problems, and an increased risk of cancer, just to name a few. You see, plastic doesn't just disappear when we toss it in the recycle bin. It breaks down into tiny particles called microplastics, which find their way into our oceans, rivers, and even the air we breathe. Then they end up in the bodies of marine life and soil, and eventually on our dinner plates. It's a vicious cycle. Consumer Reports did a research on 100 foods and the levels of toxic chemicals found in each. Shocking. And I'm going to name a few. The chemicals are per serving in nanograms. Gatorade, 1,752. Lipton Brisk Lemonade, 7,467. Land O'Lakes Butter, 581. Fairlife High Protein Shake, 20,452. Burger King Classic French Fries, 8,512. Wendy's Crispy Chicken Nuggets, 33,980. It's crazy. Now, limiting exposure to these chemicals can be done by avoiding plastic food containers, steering clear of fast foods. Fast foods are handled by people wearing plastic gloves, and they have the highest levels of microplastics. Eating fresh foods that are minimally processed, and using glass water bottles. And there are steps we can take to reduce our plastic footprint in our food system. First off, let's be mindful consumers. Opt for products with minimal or no plastic packaging. Bring your reusable bags and containers to the store. And let's let the places that we shop out and eat at know how we feel about the waste and dangers of excessive plastic packaging. Small changes can make a big difference. Bottom line, eat clean food, grow your own if you can, use glass instead of plastic, carry reusable bags for shopping, recycle, and repeat. Thanks for listening, my friends. Please share this podcast for your loved one's quickie health tip. And until tomorrow, God bless.